Our guest today is Angela Devitt. She is the owner and miller at Stonebridge Flower. Angela, welcome. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me, JC.
It's great to meet you. We always like to meet our friends and our neighbors here, and I always like to learn more about businesses in the community. Stonebridge Flower is one that it's fairly recent, isn't it, that you started this business?
Yeah, so I came up with the idea in 2020. My husband's comes from living on a farm and farming cash crop. So we were already growing wheat, and I came up with the idea of milling it and turning it into flour. And by 2021, in December, I sold my first bag of flour.
Kind of during the pandemic was an opportune time, because one of the things I noticed was you couldn't find flour anywhere you went.
Yeah, funny enough, though, that wasn't actually had anything to do with the idea. It was more looking to change things up. I was working at a local elementary school, supply teaching and doing contract work, and I was looking for something a little more flexible and home-based. I think everyone was sort of relooking at what their life was like during COVID, so it kind of gave me an opportunity to start something with a resource that we already had and mm-hmm. do an offshoot of the business and become a larger part of our farming business, and allowed me to have the flexibility of doing it from home, because I have a little facility that we got completely overhauled and it's public health inspected. So I am a full flour mill right here in Kincardine.
That's pretty awesome. How much do you mill in a year? What would you say that your output is? Is there any way to measure that?
Yeah, that's a tricky question, because I mill 4 different types of seed. So sometimes I can do, 100 to 200 kilograms a week, and sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. I also have 9 different baking mixes. So I mill the flour and then mix those ingredients and put them all in the pouch. And it's just me working. So I mill it, I package it, I label it, I market it, I deliver it. So it's what I can get to in a 5-day week, with the exception of kids home for sickness or PA days or whatever else, right?
So all of that on top of being a mom as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, we'll say happy Mother's Day early as
thank you.
Because yes, you're very, very busy super mom, clearly running the business and doing all of this. Now, you mentioned all of the different types of mixes that you have, because
yes.
I'm not what you would call a professional baker, and I did learn in making trips to the grocery store for my wife that you can't just grab one bag of flour. There are different purposes. So let's talk about the different mixes that you offer what makes them unique that you offer.
Okay, so with the 6 types of flour first, I offer a cake and pastry, which is a lighter flour. It's made from the soft red wheat that we grow. You could use that. I actually use that more than any other flour. But long ago, I probably wouldn't have bought much cake and pastry flour, because I thought it was very specific to cakes and pastries, which I didn't make a lot of pastries. So I thought, well, I can get away with an all-purpose. But it is a beautiful, light and fluffy flour. Then I make an everyday flour, which is an all-purpose. That is a blend of the hard and the soft wheat. And then I also do a whole grain, which incorporates more of the bran, so it's going to give you that flavor, but it's a bit heavier, so you wouldn't use that solely to make bread or muffins or something. They'd be a little bit too heavy and dense. And then I also make a bread flour, which is complete hard wheat, because it has more gluten structure. It's better for making bread. Then I also mill a rye, so you can add that into just about everything. I've been really experimenting with it in cookies and muffins and all kinds of things. So you can throw a rye into anything. It doesn't have a lot of gluten, so you're not using it solely for bread again, but you would mix it in with the everyday flour or the bread flour. And then I also do a spelt. A spelt does not have much gluten at all. It's still in the wheat family, though. But it's a nice flour to give a different taste. It would be sort of interchanged for anything that you would use an all-purpose flour for. And then for the not savvy baker, you can choose one of my 9 mixes. So I just came out with 6 new ones, but last year I had the cinnamon scone mix and a fish fry batter and a pancake mix or waffles. And then I've added 6 new ones. So a couple cookie mixes, a garlic and cheese biscuit, a chocolate cake, and a banana muffin. So all you're needing to do is dump out the pouch of flour and add the wet ingredients. So it makes for an easy bake if that's what you're after.
Yeah, it's so easy. You brought me a bag of the cheese and garlic biscuit mix, which can't wait to try these. We do love to have biscuits at home, and my wife always prides herself on making homemade biscuits, so I'm going to cheat a little bit and use the mix, but I think they're going to be awesome. And you said this is one of your best sellers, this cheese
so
and garlic
far.
Mix.
I mean, these have just released a couple weeks ago, and I'm still working my way through all the retailers I'm with to stock them up with mm-hmm. my new mixes, because it does take a bit of time. So I've done all the labeling myself, designed everything, and they're all kind of color picked colors, just, you know, to highlight my background of fine arts degree. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I have fun with that part of the business, and yeah, it's great.
If people are obviously you have a website, of course, that mm-hmm. People can buy the products online, but some people like to buy in person. So where are some of the retailers that people might be able to find the Stonebridge Flower products?
Yes, so at stonebridgeflower.com is my website, so you can hop on there. I ship online within Ontario. But for local, I'm actually as far north as Collingwood and as far south as Stratford now.
Wow.
I'm in about 16 different retailers. They carry various products, so they might not carry my full line. So always, if you are after something specific, call ahead. But here in town, I am at the Market Stand up at the Canadian Tire parking lot. I'm at Lazy J, the Hive and Hoe on Kincardine Avenue, and I'm at Beefway on Highway 21. And then I'm in a place in Port Elgin at the Mild May Cheese House. I'm down at Edgar's Feed and Seed in Whitechurch, Maitland Supply and Market, Eat Local Huron. I don't know if you want me to name them all, but you can hop on my website and you can click on the shop where to buy page and look up where you can find us.
All right. Well, there's obviously a lot of places locally that you can pick up the product. And if you do like to shop online, you can buy them online as well. I am looking forward to trying the cheese and garlic biscuit mix. Thank you again for bringing that in, Angela. Thank you for talking to us about Stonebridge Flower today. It was great to meet you and learn more about the business. And I'm sure that you will probably be seeing me for some of those cake mixes very soon.
Perfect. Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.